So we were going to record one of these, but we couldn't really think of what to talk about. We were going to talk about Project One Way.
I love how you can't say it. Project One Way.
Project One Way. I sound like Boba Walters when I talk. Because then she's Project One Way. Anyway, we were going to talk about that, but I suddenly had a better idea. We're going to talk about why my wife is narcoleptic.
My mother's narcoleptic.
Dude.
Seriously, one time... Okay, this is funny. I love this story.
Okay.
Okay, so we watched American Idol, and then, you know, you call in and vote.
Mm-hmm.
She called in, dialed the number, and woke up to a busy signal. Like, fell asleep while she was voting.
Like, I thought all it is you, like, call in and hit a button, and that's the end of it.
And she woke, yeah.
Hilarious.
I think she hit redial, maybe, or something, because she couldn't get through the first time. And then she woke up and it was a busy signal.
That's hilarious, because it's probably like a 20-second transaction. Oh, if that. Hilarious.
Like, she'll be talking to me, and then 2 seconds later... Really, Mom? Or she'll be doing a crossword puzzle and just fall asleep.
That is funny. I do know that if she's asleep upstairs, you can hear her downstairs, and you do not go up there.
No.
Because she is a beast, and she is scary.
My dad has nightmares about bears and aliens when he sleeps with her.
I have heard him talk about... The nightmares about bears.
Yeah, alien one time, too.
Aliens sound like... That's funny.
Yeah, he said that one was trying to eat him or something, and its mouth was open, and it was coming after him, but it was my mom's snoring.
And he woke up, and her big old...
I think dogs, too. I think sometimes he dreams about dogs.
That's funny.
Yeah. I dreamed about a bat.
You dreamed about a bat?
Remember the sound of...
Oh, okay. Okay, so here's the story. So we're in Atlanta.
Okay, you tell my story.
What? It's my, I never get to tell stories on here.
It's because I'm the funny one.
You're not the...
Okay.
Anyways. So we're in Atlanta and we're crashing in... I guess we were in Will's room or were we in the guest room? Either or. Whichever. So anyway, so there was a ceiling fan in this room. Whatever room it was. My wife's laughing because she's like, we don't know if it was Will's room or the guest room.
I'll tell you something later.
Wow, really? So now we have to discard this whole thing because you got to keep secrets on the internet? Anyway.
So yeah, the ceiling fan, it was really old and it kind of squeaked a little bit. And the first night I thought it sounded like a bat and it kind of weirded me out. And then I realized it was a ceiling fan. Well, the last night we were there, Sunday night, I dreamed that there was a bat in the house. And I woke up and that was the noise that I was hearing. What are you doing?
The thing disappears with the time on it because I don't know how much time we have left to record.
We have
2 minutes left of audio.
Yes. So yeah, that was my dreaming.
So here's the thing. So I pulled this thing out because we just finished watching Project Runway. Don't make fun. And then all of a sudden I look over and my wife gets that. Okay, I'm ready to go to bed. Look on her face. And
I like
it was
how
it,
you made the look like they could see it.
Well, shut it. Anyway. Why do you sleep so much?
I don't know. My heart condition.
It's your heart condition? Why do you...
I think that's why. Okay. I never used to sleep like this until I started taking my medication for it.
Well, maybe we should stop making you pop pills so that you can stay up and hang out with me.
Oh, so I could die instead? That'd be cool.
Hey, whichever. As long as I'm satisfied, that's what's important. Exactly. Awkward silence. I am correct. Mm-hmm. You need to die. So that you can dance monkey dance and entertain me. What you can't see right now is how not impressed my wife is.
But that's why. That's when I started taking it. It was when...
It makes you so sleepy.
Yeah. Summer before my junior year. I started getting sleepy all the time. Mm. Or no, it was summer before my senior year.
Of high school?
No, college. Oh. I don't know. It was 2005.
No.
Time before my senior year. It's the same year I broke my leg.
That will be another podcast for another time, because we're about out of
the
time.
The second time I almost died.
The second time she almost died.
When Lisa was there also.
When Lisa was there. Cliffhanger! Dum, bum, bum, bum.